We're listening to our previous interview this morning between two politicians who take different views on this issue about World Heritage, the Gulf development on the north coast, the Ronkeay development and, and the Giant's Causeway. We've got two things that we really market very strongly in Northern Ireland. The natural beauty and activity holidays, number one on the list is golf. But we've got these two things which should be part of bringing people into Northern Ireland, which are causing a real problem at the moment. So, you know, what... Do you think the Gulf development, the Runcary Gulf development, is the sort of thing that we should be doing? But do you think that if it jeopardises the World Heritage status of the Giant's Causeway, we need to think again?
I think you could have both. You don't really want to jeopardise that status. On the other hand, you can have national parks and protected areas without it. By the way, the same issue has come up with regards to our national parks in Western Canada. Banff, which is highly developed for tourism and has golf course, and UNESCO has threatened to withdraw the status, World Heritage status, if they don't do certain things or if they do too much development. And I think the correct response is we're going to try to satisfy UNESCO's concerns, but we're not going to let UNESCO dictate terms to us. We have to follow our own course of development and
action. So if you had to advise those responsible for this at the moment, and we've got the National Trust potentially taking a judicial review through the courts here of the Runcary development. So you've got the Northern Ireland Tourist Board and the National Trust singing off different song sheets and yet also working in coalition together marketing Northern Ireland PLC. It's quite tricky. It's quite refreshing and maybe reassuring, Conor, to hear that we're not alone.
Absolutely not alone.
In facing a dilemma like this. But the question is, what do we do?
Well, there's always a matter of compromise and maybe that's the solution. But I don't think the UNESCO designation should dictate terms to what Ulster wants to do. But I do think they may have some legitimate concerns here that need working on.
Well, talking Canada, Donald, interestingly, a text here. On Sunday, our family were at a local restaurant that